This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
It's 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. My name's Jacob.
Well, I must be Mercedes then. And we're on Community Radio 3CR with Friday Rave. Welcome to Radiothon here on Community Radio 3CR, broadcasting at you through the old school Melbourne AM radio on 855 kilohertz, through all the W's at www.3cr.org.au, or through the, the fancy digital network of 3CR Digital, or maybe even on your computer at 3cr.org.au, anywhere you listen to it. We don't really give a shit how you listen, as long as you dig deep into your pockets and cough up all your change today.
That's right. It is Radiothon at 3CR and another year, and I must say it's nice to be here as part of the show. I've joined you in a couple Radiothon panelling over the years. But
we were just reminiscing about last year when I was huddled under a hospital heliport in the rain while you were panelling for us.
Yeah, that's right. I know. I feel like I was warmer in here than you were there.
Oh, wow.
But it is Radiothon, so the station needs 275,70. You can give us 275,000 if you like.
Give us 375,000.
Yeah, just keep it going to keep Radical Radio on the airwaves. So it's all this month of June to donate to Radiothon. Make sure to tune in and listen all the time, but especially this week, there's heaps of Radiothon programs happening around the station. There's about four bands in here when I came in today. So you can go to 3cr.org.au/donate to donate to your favourite program. And while we're on air, you can give us a call at 9419 8377 to pledge on while we're on air, or any time really. But also we've got another little thing that you could do. If you've got a question for us, you send us a text on 0488 809 855 and we'll do our best to answer your question on air. But we do have some exciting news in that we've already got pledges.
We're already part of the way to our target. So you still need to dig deep. But not too deep, because we don't want them to up our quota next year.
That's right. But yeah, so far we've got about $420 to go.
To go today.
Today.
Yeah.
So
and then we'll come back at you and come for more next week.
Yeah, exactly.
We want more. This is the nasty, nasty, nasty capitalistic side of a Friday rave.
Well, it is what you said earlier. I mean, Jake and I were sitting in the courtyard earlier and going, there's so much to talk about at the moment, you know. There's so many things that are happening in the world, from the protests and the iced fascists out who are taking people to concentration camps, taking people off the streets. There's an ongoing genocide. There's Israel have just bombed Iran. And, you know, I think you said it pretty perfectly earlier, Jake, when you said everything's going to shit. There's no point sitting on your money, so you may as well give it to 3CR.
Give it to 3CR, just like Kate Reed, whose name has just came in on the piece of paper to me, telling us she's donated to a Friday rave. So thanks, Katie. Love you heaps.
Love you, Kate.
And just go through a couple of others. We've got Ron Guy. Ron Guy does a lot of work with the Western Sahara Association, so thanks, Ron. Ben Fuller, our
comrade in the West.
Comrade in the West, General Cord. Well, Major Cord, I should say. Major Cord over in the West has donated some money, as has Ian McIntyre, Paul Rayner, who always comes to the rallies and says hello. Oh, all kinds of people. We'll say some more in a bit.
In a bit. Yeah, that's right. But you can jump on the phone and make your pledge at 9419 8377. Or if you've got a burning question about the military-industrial complex, send us a message, 0488 809 855. But yeah, also jump online on 3CR, because there are so many good programs. The Radiothon theme this year is Your Station, your voice, and it really is. That's
it's
exactly
your
what
voice.
It is.
So it's your voice. Get on the phone and ring in and talk to us and get your voice on the airway. Join all the other voices, because you wouldn't believe the shows we have here. We got Women's Show, Democracy Now!, we got Yarra Bug, we got Accent of Women, we got Water Watch, we got Talk Back with Attitude, a Friday Rave, yeah, nah, pass around Radical Australia. Any show you want to see, we got the show for you. We got Celtic folk music, we got heavy music, we got Burning Vinyl, we got, oh, I can't even tell you.
If you didn't hate capitalism so much, I think you'd make a good auctioneer.
Hey, go on once, go on twice.
Go on once, go on twice. But are we going to, in the meantime, well, get those questions up and running for us, folks. But where are we going to go to?
There's so much happened in the last few days.
Yeah.
That it's not, you know, that there have been days, and even since you've joined me here as co-host, where we've said, what the hell are we going to talk about? We don't know what we're going to talk about today. Today the problem is what we're going to leave out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to start off with the news that the United States is, what's the word, rethinking the whole AUKUS deal. And it looks like our government is saying, please, please, please don't throw us out. Let us keep AUKUS going. It's absolute madness.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Miles is sort of like this review is saying it's just like the UK done, you know, with a new government. It's just kind of due process, you know, for all of the Trump administration's love of due process. Yeah, right. but I guess that this review is kind of looking at this America First idea that the Trump administration is running for and going for, and looking at, you know, AUKUS Pillar One is obviously the submarines, and looking at their own shipbuilding industrial capacity, which is
they
just
can't. We said here on a Friday raid.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Within 2 weeks of the first AUKUS announcement back then, a few years ago now, we pointed out then that there was no way Australia was going to build a prototype AUKUS submarine or get one from the United States. We said that back then. The whole submarine thing was a scam, was a lie, was a cover, what they call Pillar One, in order for them to enable Pillar Two.
Mm.
And we said back then, Pillar Two is the friggin' dangerous part.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Pillar Two, one, is the dangerous part. That is the increasing the interoperability between the countries and channeling research, defence, industrial base, and not just what we would normally call defence, but this, you know, of what you consider, you know, making missiles, or it's every part of manufacturing from the washers is always an example that we use, but washers is a good one. Because it shows that, like, from every part of the manufacturing process, the research, the schools program, the recruitment.
The recruitment.
Is channeling how to build up that defense industrial capability. And I think that, you know, the America First kind of idea, that idea, for want of a better word, that Trump is talking about is, you know, and resource extraction.
Of course.
It kind of is so obvious it would almost hit you in the head and you forget it. But I think that the Trump administration, this America First idea, like, let's not pretend also that this is not an idea that's being pushed by the Albanese government, you know, future made in Australia. It's kind of this, like, reintegrating the manufacturing and the importance of doing that, but as with the backdrop of AUKUS, of how to make those things more streamlined. Between the US, Australia, and the UK.
And Israel.
Yes.
Because what's happened, of course, is since the Defence Export Amendment Act a couple of years ago, we are now, Australia is now seen as a domestic source for US weapons, and we can transfer shit over to the US or to an American warehouse in Australia, past customs control, and they could be then sent to Israel. So when you see Anthony Albanese standing up saying, we do not export weapons to Israel, he's actually telling the truth. As I've said before, we just transfer them to the United States, which don't even have to leave the country, and then they get sent to Israel. He's not lying. He just created a pattern of laws that can enable him to say that.
Yeah, and these laws have been brought in by successive governments, yeah. And also the and the Defence Control Trade Amendment Act that came into force in September of last year, yep. Which allows that licence-free transfer. That's what AUKUS Pillar 2, like that's part of the AUKUS Pillar 2 interoperability. And that and makes it so much easier to then transfer these weapons and components. But also, like a question that that's burning a hole in my mind is when Albanese says we don't export arms. Like what is the government talking about when it says arms? Because... that, you know, like we said, there's components, there's washers, there's companies that are in Israel that have been founded and funded in the last 18 months whose specific MO is to build a software interfaces to integrate and turn commercial products into military equipment.
Absolutely. One at the moment we've been looking at is a mob called, what is their name? I've got it here.
Killer.
Killer. And it makes a good point here on an article about him. It points out that, and I've never thought of this, but Israel still has conscription. And that means that at the end of school, instead of applying to colleges, the top students, the better performing students, are making bids to join the elite units in the military to make sure that they're not the people in harm's way and at checkpoints and doing this kind of stuff. They're your grunts. Mm. They're your people who are in your secondary classes. The elite students are going into unit 8200. All right, that's the one that they're looking for. And then veterans of 8200 have founded so many Israeli tech firms, Wiz, Island, Sierra, Eon, Descartes. About half the global cybersecurity investment goes into Israeli companies.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are coming out of debt department or whatever they call it, unit 8200.
Yeah. And they go into that unit in order because it gives them an opportunity to have these positions as they come out because they know that that funding is going to come internationally, like of these capital programs. Hey!
We just got a visitor in the studio who's waving at the microphones.
Saying, don't mention it. Oh, and hey, we've just got a message come through the text line. And to whoever you are, big love to you both for putting in so much time and effort to bring this valuable information to the people. A Friday rave is a must listen every week for anyone interested in what the powers that be have in store for us at the expense of us for the benefit of them. With a little love heart. Thank you to...
Jeez, thanks, Mum.
anonymous listener. And big love right back. And that's what, you know, I mean, we kind of, as a little bit of a, we just digress slightly from what we're talking about, which is important, but that's what we try and do here.
Yeah.
Is cover what the fuck is going on?
What we do here is digress.
Yeah, we do that very well.
yeah, but look, this whole AUKUS thing, this comes back to what's happening in the United States. It's happening, it's related to what's happening in the United States vis-a-vis Iran. And also the I was going to say the riots. They're not riots. It's the ICE that are rioting. So the ICE riots in California at the moment. There seems to be the tussle in the United States at the moment is between the MAGA people, Make America Great Again, so America First people, as I guess epitomised by Donald Trump, and the hawks who want to continue the American war expansionist policies. Mm-hmm. That have been there since, I won't say just since the Biden era, of course, but since, where did it all start? Probably around Johnson and Nixon times. And so there's this real battle for what's happening in the US between the America at all costs and about America being the saviour, ha-ha, the dominator of the rest of the world.
Mm.
And so ironically... Both sides are pushing militarism. The hawks are going for wanting to attack Iran, and the MAGAs are wanting to deploy ICE against people in California. So,
and all over.
And all over.
Yeah.
But for the moment, it's concentrated in California. So both sides of the, oh, what do you call them, of the power, of the hegemony in the United States are both using extreme militarism like we haven't seen before for completely different ends.
Mm. And I'm just kind of having a thought now of wondering, like, yeah, extreme militarism, but this, you know, of looking at AUKUS or the redoing of AUKUS has been largely defence-based, right? And
of course.
And that's private companies who do this. But, you know, the America First, we're seeing this really big crossover between, like, Doge, Musk and his little Doge boys,
yeah.
and companies like this Palantir have recently been tapped to build this wide network surveillance, data surveillance network,
yeah.
rather.
Yeah.
And so where the crossover, both are for private corporate interests, whereas the defense part of AUKUS, which has been leading AUKUS, now is the MAGA more of an expansion of that to be more inclusive of whole approaches and all different sorts of industries and everything, rather than the defence primes. That might be a little bit of a messy way to...
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a bit hard, and it is messy. The military-industrial complex is called complex for a bloody very complex reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you mentioned Palantir, you know. It's the Pentagon, last month I think it was, paid $800 million, so a bit more than $1 billion Australian, just to prepare for what they're calling a significant influx in demand from military users.
Mm.
You know, and this is where it's just, you know, a billion and a bit Australian dollars, just to prepare for what they're expecting to be an influx.
What they're expecting to be.
Yeah.
And also to set up those networks, like who knows what's going to happen once that database is built in the next couple of years. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you've been to a protest, or you were in LA today, or you were, you know, that. And also, just as we mentioned, Palantir, the company that we mentioned before, Keela, the Israeli tech company, that is converting commercially available equipment into military war machines. One of the co-founders of that, who was part of the elite defense, or quote-unquote, elite defense unit 8200, was also the general manager of Palantir Israel's business.
That was a bloke by the name of Hamutal Meriador.
Hamutal Meriador served in unit 8200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this, and now, you know, we talk about how they do their work in 8200. They go off to start to be involved in tech startups. And this company, Keela, reckons its mission is to redeploy the techno-warrior, and they call them techno-warriors, the techno-warrior talent back into the defence sector. So they train them in the defence sector. They help them set up startups. They get the startups going, and then they're pulling these startups back into defence sector.
Mm.
War is a business.
It is a business, and they go into it with a business mindset. Killing people is a business. There's no for them. That's no other way to understand it. And just in the last couple of years, even I think the Israeli defence tech startups.
Yep.
The numbers have more than doubled in the number of defence tech startups that are like Keela and like these companies. And there's a mob that in order to market these companies to the West, because they're saying that they, you know, like Elbit Systems markets its weapons technology, that these technologies are battle tested because they're using them in the genocide in Palestine and Gaza right now.
And they say that. They say it quite openly. Battle-tested systems.
Mm-hmm.
War-tested systems. And these systems, they're not just used in defence. They're used in all kinds of things. They're the same systems that verify your credit card. You know, quite possibly when you do what you're just about to do and get online and donate some money through your credit card to 3CR. All right, these same systems... That's why they were developed.
And so when Albanese gets up and says we don't export arms to Israel, anything of commercial or military or dual use, anything that is exported from this country to Israel must be considered and to be used in a genocide.
Absolutely. And look.
And so the only option then is for sanctions. This country must sanction.
Must sanction. And when we talk about sanction Israel, we'd like to announce, you heard it here first, the 22nd of July will be the first day of the sitting of the new parliament, where Anthony Albanese and his co-criminals have a absolute majority, biggest majority than we've had since, since Menzies, in an Australian government. So they can do shit now. All right. And they are starting. Israel's...
They can do shit that they want to do because they haven't actually done anything that they should be doing.
No. Israel's narrative is starting to fall apart. So we had a meeting the other night where we met with people from all over Melbourne, and there have been meetings going on in other cities all around the country and other towns all around the country where we've called for a national convergence on Canberra.
National convergence on Canberra, the 20th to the 22nd of July. We've got to go and put the pressure on and force the hand and say Israel needs to be sanctioned. The technologies that are being sent here, targeted sanctions of a couple of ministers for violence in the West Bank.
Is nothing. It's a cop-out.
Yep, it's an absolute cop-out and a sidestep to what the government actually can do and needs to be doing.
Absolutely.
So join us and everyone, and let's get all the numbers to Canberra for the 20th to the 22nd of July and make some noise for the opening of Parliament in a united call for sanctions on Israel.
And if you want to book a seat on the bus, we've just booked a bus. So if you want to book a seat on the bus, it'll cost you around about $150 return. Email it us at sanctionisraelnow@proton.me. Yeah.
All right, how are we going with Radiothon there, Jake?
Oh, we got a few. We got Peter Wooden from Traralgon. Thanks, Peter. Shannon White. We know Shannon is a dear friend. Love your brother. From Preston. Lou. I don't know who Lou is. They didn't put...
But thanks, Lou.
Jill Capel. Haven't spoke to Jill for a little while, but good to see you still listening, Jill, and thank you for your donation. We've got our own 3CR people, Inez, Lee, Joe, have all stuck their hands in their own pockets to make sure that a Friday rave meets its target to stay a part of the 3CR family. It's not like going to boot us out the door if we don't meet our target, but maybe they should. But anyway, so we've got all those people. Thank you. We got Eleni. Eleni, I haven't spoke to you for more than a year, sister. So it'd be good to see you again. Thank you. Thank you for your very kind donation. Frank Landrigan. I don't know Frank, sorry.
But thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Dave Sweeney. Now, Sir David. Sir David of Sweeney has just been awarded a Order of Australia Medal, so congratulations, brother. He's donated some money to us. That was, of course, for his work in the against the nuclearisation of Australia and on the nuclearisation of Australia tonight.
Oh, tonight. There is now. Sorry, before we get on to that.
All right.
Oh,
what's happened?
Oh no, we've got a caller on the line with a question.
Oh, absolutely.
But before we get to you, Springer, we just had a little community safety announcement come through that Border Force, it's been posted on Disrupt Wars page, the Border Force are currently in Footscray. So if you're in around that area, keep an eye on that and go to Disrupt Wars for more information on that community safety announcement.
Border Force, and we're over to Springer.
On line one, I'm guessing.
How does it work? We don't normally talk back. How does this work?
Actually, we need to go.
What do we do? But anyway, at 6 Prowse Street this evening, there is an exhibition of anti-nuclear campaign material, films, posters, banners, people. It's worth coming along, 6 Prowse Street in Brunswick. I think we just go. So what do we do there? Do we press a button?
All right, Springer, can you hear us? Oh. Call is now.
I can't hear anything.
We can't hear Springer. Oh, all right, well, just for a moment. Oh, well, while we get Springer on the line, who might have a question, of course, you can go to 3cr.org.au/donate, or you can call the station at 9419 8377.
And we've got another one come through. Phantom has donated quite a substantial whack of money. Thank you, Phantom brother. I haven't seen you for years either. I look forward to catching up with you, maybe tonight, at the anti-nuclear gig. All right. So what do we do in there? Line one. We go line one.
Oh. All right.
Hello.
Have we got... Hey!
Hey, Springer.
Comrades, how are we?
All right. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Chilly.
Yeah.
Chilly, chilly.
My question, learned friends, is are we going to make it through the weekend without World War III starting?
Oh. Wow. Well, I mean, I can answer that one of two ways. First way I'd say is World War III has already started.
That's true.
It's already started. If you're a black or a coloured person in the Third World, in Somalia, in Chad, in Niger, in Mali...
it's never stopped, has it?
In Australia, it's been a world... It's the war's been going on around the world. But if you mean by the broader context of a world war, I don't know, my friend. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I do have your address out there in the bush, so when the bombs start raining on Melbourne, if you see a big white bus pull up at your gate, you know it's me.
Well, keep going. I'll be heading further inland.
I'll look after the ducks. I'll look after the ducks where you are.
Sure, that's a good thing. So, yeah. So is this Radiothon? Is it?
This is Radiothon.
Yeah. So, if you want to stay on the line afterwards, Springer, you can chuck us some dough if you want to keep us on air for another year. Sorry, put you on the spot, mate.
Yeah, put you on the spot.
That's why I rang.
Yeah.
Yep. Good on you, brother.
All right.
And let's hope that we don't go into a full-blown World War III this weekend.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
And whatever they say about the World War III, remember who the aggressors are when it comes to the protests in LA that are being labelled as violent. No, it's not violent. It's the National Guard. It's ICE. It's the government that is inflicting violence on the people. And just like Israel is the aggressor in bombing Iran, in committing a genocide against Palestinians, don't let them get away with telling us.
And if we are going to have a World War III, can we not have it until October? Because the Pies have a good shot at the flag this year. Oh, that's shallow of me, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, bring us down the line. We're about out of time because the good folks at Radio MMT are about to come in for their radio
and
show.
Bob Reynolds has just rung up and donated a substantial amount of money. So thanks, Bob.
Big up, Bob. Thank you very much.
And who else have we left out? That's about it, I think, we've got at the moment. No doubt there are more obvious, but you're not doing it for the accolades.
All right, that's us for our first Radiothon. We'll be back here next Friday. Remember, you can jump online and donate at 3cr.org.au/donate. Call the station at 9419 8377. We've got about $280 to go to get to our target for Radiothon this year, so cough up. That's us for another week, and stay tuned to 855 AM.